You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, and it's time for another Friday Five. Today, I am sharing the five things that you need to do before you ever grab your phone in the morning. I know, it's tempting, it's calling for your attention, and you want to see how many likes and comments you got overnight. But here's the deal. When you do that, it impacts your productivity, it impacts the way you feel about yourself, and it impacts your level of importance for tasks that are actually going to move you towards your bigger goals. So let me share my morning routine with you. Hopefully it'll inspire you in 10 minutes or less, and I am so excited to share the things that I've been doing in my life that have totally made a difference, and guess what? I feel like they could also be really, really awesome in your life. So if you are tuning in today, take a screenshot, post it out on social media, tag me in it so that I can ask you what your favorite morning routine is, because I love to talk to you. And so let's dive on into this Friday five things to do before you grab your phone in the morning. Trust me, this one's a game changer.
You're listening to the Goal Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop-style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
I'm so excited to talk to you about the five things you need to do before grabbing your phone in the morning. Guys, this stuff is so important. I used to listen to podcasts just like this show, where I'd hear all of these marketing geniuses talk about how they'd wake up slow and they'd meditate and they'd read. And I'm like, here I am laying in bed scrolling through Instagram. What am I doing wrong? So today I want to walk you through the five things that I have started to do before grabbing my phone in the morning. And it has made such a difference. I am not only more productive, I'm more happy, I can set bigger and better goals, and I am way more focused. So number one is this: wake up with gratitude, not grumbles. I know. But there is something about just laying in bed for a few minutes while you wake up and think about the things you're thankful for. Lately, I've been trying to just spend about 10 extra minutes in bed, no phones, only snuggling, petting the pups, practicing gratitude. And since doing this, I feel way less frantic in the morning. I feel this sense of joy and not dread about what I'm about to do for the day. Whether you're kicking off with a morning devotional, reading a chapter in your book, or just laying there and hanging out. Trust me, this makes such a big difference. And I think what's so awesome about it is that when you can get, if you're married or whoever, if you can get your partner on board with this too, it just creates a sense of connection in the morning that is totally lacking if you're both laying in bed scrolling through your phones. The next one is stretch and flow. Yep, hear me out. I'm getting into yoga, and there is something incredible about spending just 10 minutes at the start of your day breathing a little deeper, more mindfully, and hitting that downward dog to wake your entire body up. Do you ever wonder why it feels so good to stretch in the morning? I mean, think about it. Every commercial you see where somebody's rolling out of bed, they stop and they stretch. Well, here's the thing. When you sleep, your body is not moving and your blood is not circulating very well. And so stretching in the morning can improve your blood circulation for better nutrient delivery and a better range of motion so that you will feel better. I love to just jump out of bed, go to the bathroom, and then start stretching for a few minutes, work out all those kinks, and kind of do a body scan to see how am I feeling? How is my body feeling today? And really just kind of getting into my own skin. Number three, drink a glass of water. Now, I have to set one on my nightstand or else I totally skip this one. I'll be 100% honest. But you just went 7 to 8 hours without drinking anything. So even if your body isn't telling you that it's thirsty, it probably is. And so my challenge for you is this: chug 16 ounces of water when you get up. Water fires up your metabolism. It hydrates you. It helps your body flush out the toxins. It gives your brain the fuel it needs to create awesome stuff. And it might even help you eat a little less. A lot of times our body, when we think we're hungry, we're truly thirsty. We are dehydrated human beings these days. And so, like I said, just leave a glass of water on your nightstand. When you wake up, drink up Buttercup. You're going to have a more productive day and you're going to just feel better. Number four is to write down your big three for the day. So what are three things that you have to get done today? These should be your biggest priorities, the things that are actually moving you towards the bigger goals. And when you do this before grabbing your phone, before scrolling or checking your email, you're going to be far more likely to stay in alignment with what's most important for you to accomplish. So for me and my team, we do this every single day, and we try to accomplish these three things before we ever go into our inbox. Because what happens when you check that email, you start to feel that panic, you start to feel like you forgot a bunch of things, and then you spend the rest of your day chasing your tail. So write down your big three before you've consumed anything, before you've clicked through anything, and those are going to be the three things that you have to accomplish before you move on to anything extra. The last one is my favorite. Get some fresh air. Now, I started taking my dogs on an hour-long walk every single morning. They literally bark at me and look at me like I'm a crazy person if I don't hook up their leashes the minute my feet hit the stairs. So here is a list of important health benefits that fresh air can help you out with. It is good for your digestion. It improves your blood pressure and your heart rate. It makes you a happier person. It strengthens your immune system. It gives you that fresh air that clears your lungs, and you have more energy and a sharper mind. So my morning routine these days looks like this. I wake up when I wake up, which is generally between 7:30 and 8 a.m. I lay in bed just a little bit longer, give my puppies all their belly scratches, hang out with Drew, maybe snuggle a little bit. I'm just saying. Then I stretch and flow. So I just take 10 minutes to do a body scan, hit the downward dog, do some cat and cow, you know, some of those yoga moves that can really just wake your body up, get you focused, have you feeling a little bit more limber for the day. I drink the glass of water that's chilling on my nightstand, even if I don't feel thirsty. Then I write down my big three for the day. So what three main things do I need to get accomplished before I do anything else? And then I take those dogs on a long, long walk. And I enjoy that fresh air. Sometimes I'll call my mom on the walk or I'll tune into music, but I do my absolute best to not scroll onto any social media or check my inbox. Changing my morning routine has absolutely changed the way that my days go, the productivity level that I have, and just how I feel in terms of overall mental health. I think a lot of times we get up and we dive right into work and we never really check in with ourselves. How am I feeling? Am I working towards my best dreams? How does my body feel? Am I moving my body? And so switching up your morning routine could be a solution to help you be more productive and happier and focused. So there you have it, guys, the five things to do before you grab your phone in the morning. If you can, stick to it and don't let your phone ever come into your bedroom. Charge it in another room. I charge it a whole floor below where we sleep so that I'm not even tempted to grab for it, because a lot of times we just do it subconsciously. I hope that today's show was super helpful. I hope that this helps inspire your new morning routines. And I'd love to hear what the one thing you have to do when you wake up every day is. So head over to Gold Digger Podcast on Instagram and let me know. And guess what? I love connecting with you over there. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I hope this Friday Five is making you feel alive.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold-digging dream chaser, you.